Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit with the coach now. Coach Belichick joins me. Coach, congratulations. Another road win. You guys are undefeated on the road, and I think that's something to hang your hat on. And just coming off the sound right there in the locker room, you talked about ball security and how important it is. Josh McDaniels, Brian Daboll. Emphasis this week, and especially with the conditions out in San Francisco?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the 49ers had recovered every fumble that they had caused, so we were particularly concerned about that. But thought our guys did a good job of taking care of the ball. As you said, the conditions weren't great. It got a little wet and sloppy at times, but they held on to the ball well, and that's always a good thing. Certainly coming back from San Francisco with a win made that trip, made that flight a little more pleasant.
Yeah, it was a nice long flight. We had fun on it, though. But looking at the tape, when you sit back and you look at you know, how you played against San Francisco, specifically defense, a lot of guys down in the box. I don't know if it was new roles, but you had Van Noy in there, McClellan. How do those two guys look? Seems like they played in some different spots and were pretty effective.
Yeah, I think both Shea and Kyle have done a good job for us. We've asked them to do some different things. They're both smart. They work hard. They've got versatility in terms of being able to rush, cover, play on the line, play off the line, set the edge, so forth. So, you know, we'll see how it goes week to week, but I think they're players that can give us some versatility and production. They both play in the kicking game, so they have a lot of different roles, and we'll just see how it turns out each week.
Your roster's been in flux as far as active guys, inactive guys. I've talked to you every week about this. Guys like Cyrus Jones, you know, was inactive for a couple weeks, earned his way back, you know, whether it was through practice, kick return game, Jabal Sheard. How does he work his way back into this thing?
Well, every week's a new week, so, we'll see how the players go out there this week and performing the opportunities that they have. We'll take the ones that we feel like are going to give the most impact and help the team the most win the game. So look at it pretty much the same every week.
Yeah. And you've coached a long time in this league. Is this the latest you've played the New York Jets this late in the season as far as divisional opponent?
It sure seems like it. It seemed, to go almost to the end of November and to have not played the Jets yet, or any division team for that matter, but in this case the Jets seems a little bit unusual. But it's good. We've had a good chance to look at their, you know, really their entire body of work this year.
More tape.
Yes, all the games they played. And I don't think it's any mystery. You know, they have a very good system there. Coach Bowles, Coach Gailey, they know what they want to do on offense and defense. They're both very experienced coaches. And so, there's a lot to get ready for. But, you know, I'm sure it'll be a tough game like it always is against the Jets. 7 of the last 8 have been, you know, very, very competitive. 3 overtime. So we know it'll be tough down there.
Remember when the Bears played here a couple years ago, to think of that skill set, it was Brandon Marshall, saw Martellus Bennett, Jeffries, Matt Forte, and you guys have Bennett now. And a guy like Forte, really good dual threat guy. He can run it, north-south guy. They flex him out. Does the offense seem to center around him now, Matt Forte, when you look at it, with Decker being down?
Yeah, well, I'd say he's a key piece to it. Certainly Marshall is a key guy. Fitzpatrick, really the offense runs through him. Anunoa's given him a lot of quality plays, and Anderson's stepped up with some big plays lately. So, you know, they do a great job of getting the ball to their different receivers and their running backs, whether it be Powell or Forte, have both been productive. So whichever guy's in there, we're going to have to deal with.
You mentioned Anunoa and Marshall at 6'4", 6'5", when theoretically you have those guys covered. Fitzpatrick's the kind of guy that will still try and force it in or throw the back shoulder. You have to be alert for that.
Right. Even when they're covered, they're not covered.
Okay.
It's like Gronkowski. There's always a place you can throw the ball where only he can reach it. And so we'll have to do a great job of finishing against, against Marshall and against Anunoa. Those guys are big targets. They're very physical. They have strong hands. So, we'll have to have great coverage on them.
All right. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. And it comes from Quinlan in Madbury, New Hampshire. Talking about Thanksgiving, you always stated that you want your team firing on all cylinders. Can you elaborate more on that this time of year and how important it is to play well this time of year?
Well, I mean, basically we have a third of the season to go, and these games are going to be critical in the outcome of the season. As we have fewer and fewer games, each one becomes more important. So that's when you want to play your best football is when it matters most. And, you know, we're coming into some big games starting this week.
All right. You want to ask the coach a question? You got to do it. Only a couple weeks left. Follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Jets still have some active guys up front. Big price, big name guys up front in that defensive line.
Defensive line's tough. They're very tough.
All right. Belastrator later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.